Welcome to Aiga No English, the show about watching, understanding, and learning from TV shows and movies in English. I'm Mike, and that is Kinoko. And Princess, how are you doing today?
I'm very fine, thank you. How about you?
I am super duper fantastico. That is how I am doing. Anything exciting going on in your life right now?
No, nothing special. As usual, I'm working hard recently. So last night, I hardly slept. Slept last night.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep very well last night either because I was up watching YouTube videos of Star Wars.
But sleep depletion will lead to the heat stroke in the summer. So we should be careful about that.
Yeah, good tip, everyone. Be careful of heat stroke. It is summertime and it's humid. So let's watch out. Okay, so...
A severed head.
Just tea for me, thanks.
No, there's a head in the fridge.
Yes.
A bloody head.
Where else was I supposed to put it? Didn't mind, do you?
Why do you do that?
Because it is a fantastic scene. I love that. Just how casual Sherlock was with, there's a head in the fridge.
Yeah, today we're going to cover some incredible and useful vocabulary from Sherlock Season 1, Episode 3. So why don't we jump right in and get started?
Yeah, all right. So the first one isn't so much a vocabulary so much. This is a very kind of common saying or joke that we use in America. So let's first listen to the clip.
Is that a British Army Browning L9A1 in your pocket? Or are you just pleased to see me?
Both.
Oh, Moriarty, his affectation, the way he speaks is so amazing. I love this character. But is that a something, something, something in your pocket? Or are you just pleased or just happy to see me? And this is a very common joke that you would say to someone, usually a friend. It's off humor. It's a penis joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you would talk about like a big, like hard looking object. You know, like, oh, you have something in your pocket. Is that something in your pocket? Or are you just really happy to see me? Ooh, ooh la la. So it's a very common joke. All right, so let's move right along. And our next question, what is our next question?
Is a bit nippy.
Oh, it's a bit nippy out there. He should have wrapped himself up a bit more.
Nippy. What is nippy? A bit nippy.
Bit nippy out there. So it's chilly.
Yes.
Cold?
Yeah. Yeah, so nippy or nip, we would commonly like talk about maybe if you have a kitty cat or a puppy dog, they would like nip at you.
Huh.
So they're like little bites, you know, not like they're not like trying to bite you. They're, you know, playing with you and they just little. So that would be nipping.
Oh, so the skin is baby consume.
Yeah, so you walk out and you're not cold, but maybe you kind of more like your skin gets kind of cold a little bit. It's a little bit nippy.
Oh, so
put like a scarf on or something like that.
So you got another nippy, ne?
Nippy. Yeah, that's a very good word.
Ah, 本当?
Yes.
Can I use in the ordinary life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to talk about the weather, it's nippy.
It's nippy.
It's not cold.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say it's even chilly. I would say it's a little below chilly, a bit nippy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, next.
Fishy.
1989, young kid, champion swimmer, came up from Brighton for a school sports tournament, drowned in the pool. Tragic accident. You wouldn't remember it, why should you?
But you remember?
Yes.
Something fishy about it?
Nobody thought so. Nobody except me.
Fishy.
Fishy.
Any clues? Any idea?
Something suspicious to go?
Yes.
But why it is fish?
It's the smell.
Ah, so ka. Nanka niyou da ってことか.
Yeah, just think of a fish smell. It's a little off.
It's the same context with Japanese. Something suspicious happened and we will use nanka niyou da っていうの. Niyou. So, some smell bad. Something bad, of course. So, the same as Japanese.
All right, so our next one is what? What is our next one?
Supposed to make of that.
I wonder how are we supposed to make of that? The state agent's photo in the bloody Greenwich Pips.
Make of that. Make of that is take away from or to understand.
Take away to understand. Mm-hmm. Right.
I guess the best example would be if you walk into like a modern art
mm-hmm.
museum and you see a piece of work.
Yeah.
And you're like, what am I supposed to make of that? What is that? I don't understand that.
Uh-huh.
So you're kind
modern, of... Mm-hmm. Modern a museum is something strange and hard to understand. So make of that.
Yeah. So make of that is you're kind of saying... I don't understand this. What does this mean?
Right.
And, real quickly, Greenwich Pips.
Greenwich Pips.
Yes.
What? Greenwich.
Do you know Greenwich?
No.
Greenwich used to be the center of the world in terms of time.
Huh. Ah, hi. Greenwich.
Greenwich. I think in England they say Greenwich. Greenwich. Uh-huh. Greenwich. And the Greenwich Pips. They still use these for like BBC.
Mm-hmm.
So especially like BBC radio.
Mm.
At the beginning of every hour, they have the three or six beeps. The beep, 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 beep. To say like, oh, it's the top of the hour, so it's a new hour. So those are the Greenwich Pips, and they're used in this TV show.
Oh.
All right, so let's move right along, and our next one is settling in or settle in.
Conclusion, he'd just come back from settling Ian Monkford into his new life in Colombia. Mrs. Monkford cashes in the life insurance, and she splits it with Jane's cars.
Settling in. What do you make of that?
Settling in, to take somebody and leave it.
That's what's happening in this episode. But to settle in, I would say is to get comfortable.
Oh, so ka.
Maybe the biggest usage would be if you start a new job. Or you move into a new home, it'll be like, oh, how are you settling in? How are you getting along? Are you feeling comfortable? Or, you know, if you go over to someone's house and it'll be like, oh, just go ahead, settle in, you know, get comfortable and everything like that.
Useful word.
It is very useful.
Okay. Cutting your slack. Cutting your slack.
I'm serious, Sherlock. Listen. I'm cutting you slack here, I'm trusting you, but out there somewhere, some poor bastard's covered in Semtex and he's just waiting for you to solve the puzzle, so just tell me.
Cut slack, to cut slack.
What that?
You don't know?
No.
I should ask that. slack is...
We are using slack.
We are using slack, it's a wonderful little program.
Yeah.
But slack is to loosen.
Loosen.
Especially when we're talking about a rope.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding something tight with a rope and they'll be like, oh, cut some slack. And that's to let go a little bit. To give more rope or something to loosen up.
So cut your slack. So someone to make someone released or free.
Free, yeah. So to cut slack or to give slack would be also to give someone, we would say, to give them room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a little room to do what you, I'm not going to be there watching over you the whole time. You have a little freedom.
Oh.
Yeah, so cut slack, freedom, to give room.
Okay.
All right, so moving along, our next one is?
Next one is cake.
Cake. Cake.
Quite a bit of mud caked on the soles. Analysis shows it's from Sussex with London mud overlaying it.
How do you know?
Mud caked on the soles. So cake, and we're not talking about the food, but we're talking about, how should I say it? Well, let's use the example from the TV show. You're talking about mud caked on the soles of the shoe. So imagine maybe it's a rainy day and you're walking around and you kind of step in the mud and you get mud on your shoe. That mud, if you don't clean it, the mud is going to dry and it's going to get hard.
Yeah, my kids always do that in rain.
And so they have mud caked on their shoe. So cake would be kind of like a wet substance which dries and it hardens.
Yeah.
And sticks to something. Or you can cake, this might be a little tricky, you can cake a cake with frosting. So if you make like a yellow sponge cake and you get the chocolate frosting, you would cake it, you would put the frosting on.
Oh.
And the frosting, it hardens a little bit, right?
Oh.
So you would cake a cake.
So nanda. Oh, interesting. Imaginary phrase.
It's a very useful phrase.
Yeah.
You're caked in something or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and our next one is...
Made a fuss.
What about them? They weren't there. I made a fuss. I tried to get the police interested, but nobody seemed to think it was important.
Fuss.
Fuss.
Complain.
Complain.
Yeah, complain. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so one more. And take it out on.
Bored.
What?
Bored!
No.
Bored!
Bored!
And what's gone into the criminal classes? Good job I'm not one of them.
So you take it out on the wall?
Oh, the wall had it coming.
Take it out on. This is another useful little phrase. So to take it out on would be when you are angry and you use your anger towards someone or something that is unrelated. So in this case, Sherlock is bored, so he wants to release that anger, but he's shooting his wall. And the wall has nothing to do with his boredom, so that's to take it out on.
Oh, so you take it out on the wall. Okay.
And I think that's about it for today. A lot of very useful, helpful vocabulary. I can't speak today. That it's unusual, but all right. So tomorrow we are continuing with more vocabulary from Glee Season 1, Episode 7. We hope that you join us. Until then, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. You can find our show notes at englishtravelclub.com/ENE017. That is for today's episode. You can email us at eganoego@gmail.com. That is EIGANOEIGO@gmail.com. Email us a review of the show or leave us a review on iTunes and you'll be entered into our iTunes review giveaway. If you want to know more about that, please go to englishtravelclub.com/ITR and we'll have some information about that. Or you can email us a review of a movie that you have seen this summer. You might be able to win 2 hours of free English lessons with me. If you want to learn about that, then go to englishtravelclub.com/smrt.
Have a nice day. Thank you for listening.